Corinthians chapter 11. I do not plan to tarry long here. I just want to introduce the Lord's Supper to us to get our minds turned in that direction and just thinking completely about what this service is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I want to begin reading in verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. The Bible says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." As we consider the Lord's Supper tonight, let me give you a three-point outline just real quickly from these verses about what the Lord's Supper is all about. What the Lord's Supper is all about. Am I supposed to dismiss the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds? I am supposed to do that, aren't I? Thank you very much. 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, at this time is your time to escape the service, okay? 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds now at this time. All right. Very good. I saw a man go out and a teenager go out. And three things about the Lord's Supper tonight as we come to this together. Just right in these verses right here. What is this supper all about? Number one, this supper, the Lord's Supper, is a time, first of all, it's a time of commemoration. We see this in verses 24 and 25, where in both of these verses, the Lord says in verse 24, to take and eat the bread, and this do in remembrance of me. And in verse number 25, he takes the cup here, and he says, this cup represents my blood. And he said, drink this, and this also do in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is simply a time of commemoration. It's a time to remember the Lord. It's a time to remember his broken body and his shed blood. That's what it's all about. Secondly, it's a time not only of commemoration, but number two, it's a time of anticipation. We read this in verse number 26, where the Bible says, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death," here it is, "till he come." Till he come. When we observe the Lord's Supper, we are saying, we are agreeing that we're looking for the coming of Jesus Christ. We're going to do this in remembrance of him until he comes. So we're anticipating. You understand what I'm saying? It's a time of anticipation. And we would do well to remember here that what the Lord said himself. He said that he's not going to partake of this again until he has it with us in his kingdom. It's hard to see back there. Even those in the balcony probably cannot see. You might. But there is a vacant chair right behind this communion table. There's a chair here for our deacon chairman. There's a chair here for the pastor. And there is a vacant chair back here that's hard for you to see. And that's a picture. That's just a type. That chair is for the Lord himself. One of these days, he's going to partake of this with us. And we're anticipating that. You understand where I'm going with that? It's a time of commemoration. We just remember him, what he's done for us. It's a time of anticipation. We're doing this till he comes. And then number three, it's a time of examination. This is found in verses 27 down through verse number 32. But look at verse number 28. "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Now this self-examination is not to keep you from eating it and from drinking it. It's for you to examine yourself so you can eat it And so you can drink of this. Understand, the Lord's not trying to keep you from the Lord's Supper. He's trying to get us to examine ourselves to where we're not partaking of the Lord's Supper unworthily. In other words, this is a very serious time. It's a very serious, sober time. It's not a time to be popping bubble gum. It's not a time to be cutting jokes. It's not a time to be, hey, laughing with your neighbor. It's a very serious, sober-minded time. And I do believe it would be appropriate for us to examine our hearts before we even start this Lord's Supper tonight. Could it be? If somebody will just come and just start playing on the piano here for just a moment. I'm following the Lord here. Could it be that there's somebody here that doesn't even know Jesus Christ as your Savior? What a service to be saved in. What a service to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. If you've come to this service but you've never come to Christ, you're among friends. We love you. Jesus loves you. He died for you. His body was broken for you. His blood was shed for you. So you can also partake of the Lord's Supper at a future time, basically per se. Could it be that somebody's here that's never trusted Christ? Or could it be that there's a Christian here that's not right with another Christian? Or could it be that there's a Christian here that there's something in your life that you know is not right? And it's a blatant sin, maybe only a sin that only you and God know. What I mean by blatant is you know it's wrong, but you just refuse to do anything about it. You're just going to do your own thing, go your own way. Can I give you advice? Don't partake of the Lord's Supper tonight. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a serious thing. Now, I'm not asking, are you perfect? Nobody's perfect. Amen? Nobody is. But let me ask you a question. How's your heart tonight? Is your heart right with God? I mean, do you want to do right? I'm not asking, are you doing everything right? That's not what I'm saying. If you had to be perfect to partake of it, none of us could take of it. You understand what I'm saying to you? But examine yourself. I'm not to examine you, and you're not to examine me. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. Let him examine himself. So I want us to bow our heads for just a moment, close our eyes. The altar is open. It could be that you come to the altar tonight because you need to be saved. Or it could be that you come to the altar tonight and your heart's as right as anybody on planet Earth, but you just want to make sure that there's nothing between you and Jesus Christ. Maybe you just want to make a time right there at your own seat and pray as she just begins to play through softly. Let's examine ourselves. Can we do that? Father, would you help us tonight as we come together to begin this Lord's Supper? I pray that you help our hearts to be thoroughly right with you. If there is anything in our hearts and lives that's hindering you, we ask that you forgive us. We ask that you cleanse us or remove all these things from us. And I pray above anything else tonight, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will receive glory and honor. I pray that we will lift you up, not only with our voices, but lift you up in our hearts, in our secret place. May we worship you in spirit and worship you in truth. May the will of God be done, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Deacons, if you'll stand, please. Bible says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. Starting to get blessed right there, friends. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Bible says, after the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I couldn't help but think when I was chewing the bread about the crushed body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the juice that we just drank is a picture, a type, a commemoration of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And I repeat to you that the death of Christ was not sufficient without the shedding of blood. And we rejoice today in our hearts that we know we're going to heaven because of what we just partook of, what it pictures. His broken body and his shed blood. So as we come to the end of this partaking of the elements here, I want us to have a time of testimony. I like doing this. No, I love doing this. Because this is your time. And this is not a time to give any sad tales. It's not a time even for prayer requests. It's a time where we just thank Jesus for what he's done. It's a time of thanksgiving. So tonight, if you feel the Lord is impressing you to give a testimony, we have two young men up here. They're both pretty tall. Both of them have really long legs, all of that. I'm going to ask if you can stand, that you do stand. And wait until they bring a microphone to you. For those who are watching by live streaming, want to be able to participate in the testimony service where they can hear you. So again, even up in the balcony, down here on the main floor, if you stand, be patient until they bring you a microphone, and that'll be good. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to let you have the floor and share some testimonies tonight. We'll do a little singing too, sporadically here, God willing. And just praise the Lord tonight, okay? Father, would you bless now, and would you anoint this service with your power and with your presence. We thank you for what we've commemorated tonight, and I pray as we testify and sing, I pray that your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to testify, please stand to your feet. Now's your time.
Miss Jenkins was playing a song there on the organ while I was doing the Lord's Supper. I don't know if many of you know that song or not, but I'm not going to try to sing it and put you through that today, but I want to just go through the words with you, and we're commemorating here what the Lord's done for us. The name of this song is on page 507. It's I Gave My Life for Thee. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me?
Amen.
My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I have brought to thee, down from my home above, salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. what hast thou brought to me?
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Joe. Somebody else.
First, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and for being able to participate in this commemorative service.
Amen.
Mostly for His wonderful forgiveness, for His grace and His mercy. Without those things, we could not exist.
Amen.
He is our all in all.
Amen. Who'll be next?
I always want to stand and give thanks to the Lord for saving me. And I put Him on the cross with my sins. And I thank Him for shedding His blood on the cross for me and making a way that I can go to heaven. And I don't know what I'll do one day when I stand before Him. If I'll kneel, if I'll shout. But I thank the Lord for saving my wicked soul. And I'm going to heaven. Praise Him for all eternity.
Just want to read John 3:17 says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." And I know so many times I wander away from the Lord, and I do not deserve what He's given me in the Lord Jesus Christ and a relationship with Him. And I don't think we'll ever fully understand, I know we won't, what all He's done for us till we stand before Him one day. But I just want to praise Him and thank Him for saving me. I wasn't worthy. I'm not worthy to be saved. Not worthy to be a child of His. But I praise the Lord that He saved me when I came to Him.
I'm a little hesitant about standing up in your church, Pastor Jody, but if I don't, I would be breaking my commitment, my covenant I made with the Lord many years ago. And that is the words of the Apostle Paul when he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God that saves us." And I'm glad for the opportunity to witness every place I go, any place I go. I know most people don't know who I am, but I've been coming here a few weeks, and I love this church. I don't know the church that well, but I do know Jody Jenkins. And I love his preaching. He's the best kept secret in Tri-Cities. But I do love the Lord, and I thank Him for all that He's done. He's been with me all these years through the trials and testings that I've gone through. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. I love the Lord, and I thank you for good messages that you bring. I enjoy it. I'm fed every time I come here with it. But I love the Lord, and I want to lift Him up and exalt Him above all in my heart and in my life.
In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." The Lord's allowed a rough time to come in my life, and I would just like to thank Him for helping me through it and let the doctors find out what was wrong and to be able to fix it and that it is fixable. I know this is his path for me, so that just that he'll have his glory through this. Thank you.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me for the blood and for his broken body. And I'm going to maybe have to face some major surgery pretty soon. And the Lord gave me the verse in Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. And I'm glad for that.
As a close friend of mine once said, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his son. And the love he's shown for me has been so amazing, and every day I praise him for it, and so thankful for it, that he did what he did for me. And, you know, we show our love toward one another here on earth, but if we just compare that to the way he loves us, it doesn't compare. And I praise him for that.
In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." And it truly was a gift for me, the best gift that he could give me. "And not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And truly, truly, the best gift he gave me in life. Thank you.
Him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die, that he might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who'll be next? Upstairs, downstairs?
As we took the Lord's Supper tonight, I scarcely can wrap my head around the fact that if I'd been the only one, he still would have died on the cross for me. That's just daunting to think about that. And he's given me a favorite verse in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." And when we pray and we ask for things and we ask him to help us through things, he exceeds that every time, every time. And his grace is sufficient, and he's drawn me closer to his side through some terrible times, and he's still got me close to his side, just pulled me close and let me know we've got this.
Amen. 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 Yes, sir.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for saving me and my wife. And her and I have taken communion together several times since we've been married. But tonight, Catrielle got to take communion with us. She accepted
Amen.
The Lord. And,
Amen.
Kitra accepted the Lord earlier this summer. So we have got both of our girls are saved at a young age. And they amaze me every day with their hearts and their thirst their love for the Lord, and I'm just excited to see what they're going to do. But
Amen.
It's a very special time for our family tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
James 1:2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Those two verses have really been a theme for me the last several months. Some of you probably know that I moved up here from South Carolina to Mary Hudson, and very good decision. But there have been some really difficult things in my life, even before I met him, and all continuing through. The Lord has allowed some really, really great difficulties in my family, and it seems about every single day I get news of more development in my immediate family. It's pretty much constant. And you know, the people you grow up with, the people that you love the most, it hurts to see things falling apart or going directions that just really aren't good. So that's been kind of a source of constant, I guess you'd say, diverse temptations, but the Lord keeps challenging me to find joy in those circumstances. He's also allowed me to really deal with some health challenges. I get sick extremely easily, and we're still getting to the bottom of that. But it's just, you know, between being constantly sick and dealing with family pressure, it has been a difficult time. Very good, but very difficult. And the Lord keeps teaching me to be thankful for what he's put around me. It's easy to focus on the negative and the fact that it doesn't seem like anything's going right. But when I take a moment to look around, I realize that he really is a father to the fatherless. And he hasn't abandoned me. And he's given me really fabulous people around me that have just adopted me and drawn me into their family. And I just want to praise the Lord that he doesn't leave us hanging. And even though we may not see the end in sight, we know that he's got a good work ahead, and he's going to let us find joy.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for the many years that he gave us in France. Just this past week, I got a letter from a dear lady over there that's facing a lot of hardships, but she was just praising the Lord that he's given her the courage and the faith to trust in him. And it's just a blessing to know that we've been gone for over 10 years, but yet the Lord's word is still working in hearts and lives of the people over there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good.
I'd just like to say I'm thankful tonight that the Lord saved me many, many years ago, and he's given me opportunity to live for him and serve him down through the years. And I was in town here a while back, and I met a friend of mine, and we got to talking, and I knew he'd served the Lord in a certain capacity in his church, and I asked him, I said, "How's your ministry?" He said, "Well, I give that up." He said, "I'm 70 years old now, and he said a few things. He said, "I thought I'd just let somebody else do that. But I can still do this and I can still do that." Well, I left there and I thought to myself, I said, "Well, you'll be 73 in February. Maybe it's about time you just quit and give up and retire too." And I studied on that and studied on that. Well, I had to go out at NHC nursing home to visit my sister, my oldest sister. She's a resident out there. And I went in and asked for a room number, and they told me. And I started to walk off. I said, can I make some more visits while I'm here? Sure, help yourself. And I turned around, and there was five or six ladies in a wheelchair and an older man, and the way they looked at me. And it was such a look, won't you come and visit with me? So I walked over to them and began to talk to them and talk to them about the Lord and his goodness. And there was one man and about six ladies, I think, and this man said, I've been in here 17 weeks. I said, well, maybe the Lord will help you go home pretty soon. He said, well, every day, everybody I meet while I'm in here, I tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
He said, everybody I meet, I ask them, have you been saved? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? And I said, how old are you, sir? He said, I'm 91. And that kind of cut into my heart just a little bit. And I said, well, I've got to go see my sister. He said, would you remember me in prayer? I said, sure. Would you like to have prayer right now? He said, oh, would you? So I knelt down beside Eva Marie, he and those ladies, and we got ready to pray. And he asked me, he gave me a prayer request. He didn't say, help the Lord help me get out of this wheelchair. He didn't ask me that the Lord, pray that the Lord let him go home. This was his prayer request. He said, pray that I be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
And I left there, but I prayed. And I think I prayed mostly for myself as well as he, that I too would be faithful. And as long as I live, I want to serve the Lord in any way I can as he gives me opportunity.
Amen.
I love the Lord tonight. He's so precious to me.
Amen. Amen. Great.
Lord's laid a couple of different things on my heart to share, and kind of piggybacking on what Brother Jess talked about is about never stopping for the Lord. I never realized what some of you blessed, what we might refer to as senior saints in this church, meant to my daughter before she went off to college. And I really never realized some of the relationships and the investments until recent months. I know how you've prayed for her, but how you encouraged her over the last several years, Lord. Lord knows each and every one of you. I still don't probably know the true breadth of that. But I know it's helped prepare her to serve the Lord there in Pensacola. And we praise God for that. And we praise God for the people that he's put in our lives. We're thankful for this church. And it's hard to believe we've now been here 5 or 6 years and how the Lord's helped our family to grow during that time. And how he prepares us for the things he allows to come into our life. The morning after we found out about Victoria's heart, I woke up pretty early in the morning. I don't remember, 3, 4 a.m. And I turned to my devotion. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, very familiar verses here. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And we often stop right there. I know I've heard Preacher Lastly talk about that verse. He didn't say we have to give thanks for everything. But in everything we go through, we should give thanks. And I read on verse 19, why should we give thanks? Because we quench not the Spirit. God promised us a comforter. He promised us to not leave us alone, and he's filled us with his Spirit. But when we don't give thanks to God, we quench his Spirit. We should praise God. That morning, laying in my bed, reading, and God laid these words on my heart, and I'd like to share, because I know that there's many people in here also going through trials, as we've heard the sister say today, some temptations and trials, and I pray this will be a blessing to others, as God spoke to me in this. Panic and fear tries to overtake, but the Lord is faithful for His name's sake. Trials and troubles to me may surprise, but the full picture is always in His eyes. Uncertain of this chapter of our story, but I know it must be for His glory. Disaster and suffering and heartaches all around, but love, joy, and peace in Him can always be found. In my flesh I want to stand and fight, but I know it's on my knees He'll get me through this night. As a father in control I want to be, but thankful there is no greater Father than He. Panic and fear tries to overtake, but the Lord is faithful for His name's sake.
Amen. 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 Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Anybody else just have to give a testimony? The Lord's wanting you to do it. Right, Judson's son, please.
Well, thank the Lord for saving me. Every time we do this, it talks about remembering. I remember when you saved me.
Yes.
It talks about remembering His body. Thank that the God of everything took on bodily form. It's broken for me.
Yes.
And then He shed His blood. God's holy, perfect, precious blood. He shed for me. He's such a good God.
Yes. Amen. 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 Anybody else just have to give a testimony? Yes. I'm so glad you stood up.
The old devil told me not to get up. They hear you preach all, but I just want to praise the Lord tonight.
Amen.
For saving me as a 13-year-old boy. I didn't go to church looking to be saved. Yes. Went with some friends, a Boy Scout troop. But the Lord, in His sovereign mercy, came to me that night.
Amen.
I didn't look for Him, but He found me. I'm glad. And went to the mourner's bench and trusted Christ. Old Deacon said, Jim, you trust Christ. And as I've said before, a town drunk there that night, shouted all the church, scared me to death, sort of. I hadn't ever been around that before. But the Lord saved me and went home and laid down on the pillow. And that night, I felt the Holy Spirit on that pillow and looked up and thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus had come back tonight?
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for making me His child, saving me. Then another thing, and I'll sit down. And when I was 15, my Sunday school teacher challenged me and the rest of the kids in the class to read the Bible through in a year. And I don't believe I'd stand up. I believe I'd have been here pastoring this church or standing up here tonight if I hadn't gotten a word of God when I was 15. Reading the Bible through. Amen. Every day, read three chapters and five on Sunday. And since I was 15 years, I'm 85. My wife don't want me to tell how old I am, but I thank God. And I've been reading the Bible through, and that's the thing that's kept me. Amen. So if you are saved, get in the Word of God, and the Lord will help you.
Amen.
So I praise, I praise Him for His mercy and grace.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else just have to give a testimony?
There's nothing more wonderful than what's taking place here tonight. The Lord brought this song to my mind as I've been sitting here just listening and partaking of the elements of the Lord's table. I won't read the whole song, but just to get the idea, it's the song, The Wonder of It All. It says, there's the wonder of sunset at evening, the wonder is sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul, it's the wonder that God loves me. And I grew up in a town that's right on Lake Michigan. And so we see sunsets all the time. And and people would drive from all over the place to come to South Haven, to go to the end of the pier, and to watch a sunset. And people fly to other parts of the world so they can see the wonderful sights of the world. There's a lot of wonderful things in the world. But the most wonderful thing is what we got to see tonight.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful. So thankful that I get to see it. And so thankful that I get to be part of trying to help other people see it as well.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That same devil talked to me, preacher. Told me not to get up. But I couldn't help it. First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you for the past ministries and the present ministries of this church. But what I'd like to stand for is people that might be here that's suffering now. Because 15 years ago, they diagnosed me with cancer. I spent 97 days straight in the hospital at Houston Valley. Had five doctors, four of them told her, they're just going to let me die. One doctor said, no, I'm going to try something. 15 years ago. Taught to sixth grade, had the primaries, which you'd been up there with us. And after I got out, I thought, well, it's over with. I couldn't remember things. I'm not the same person, let's put it that way. But I felt like God still could use me for something.
Yes.
This man's wife right here helped me tremendously. Because she came in here when they first came here, and my wife and Joyce hit it off. And they got to talking about cancer, and being had cancer, and myself. And Joyce started the cancer ministry. And bells started ringing. I said, right there is something that I can do. I know people meant well, but people would come in my room. They would say, you know, they knew I had cancer. They'd say, well, I know how you feel. Well, I'm looking to myself, thinking to myself, how do you know how I feel? Have you ever had cancer? You don't know how I feel physically. You don't know how I feel emotionally. You don't know how I feel spiritually. It's bad. It's bad. But through her starting this cancer ministry, I said, that's something I can do. So we started doing it. And it was like the Lord told me, he said, that's the reason you got cancer. Because I can go in a room and I can say, I know how you feel. And you would not believe how that breaks the ice with people.
Yes.
To make a long story short, I got to tell this one. Johnny Saylor and I do a lot of visiting. And we'd visit for about two years or over when we never had nobody saved, no men. Finally, one day we went in a room. The guy had a esophageal cancer. He couldn't speak. And his wife had to get that stuff out of his throat about every 2 or 3 minutes. And we witnessed to him, and I talked to him. I said, sir, have you ever been saved? I said, would you like to know about the Lord? Shook his head. And we took the Bible, showed him how to get saved. I said, would you like to pray that prayer? He said he would. Well, when we got done praying, he told her, said, give me this. He had to have a board to write on. And I'll never forget what he wrote on her. After he wrote, Jesus is here.
Amen.
There's no doubt the man was dead the next day. He was that close.
Yes.
Later on, I got to thinking about it, and I told Johnny, I said, we hadn't had anybody saved, had we? He said, no. I said, do you know what that man's last name was? He said, no. I said, who was the first man in the Bible? Adam. That was his name, Adams. So, Lord gave us Adams.
Amen.
As our first convert, and we've had several more since then to get saved. But if you're going through troubles and trials, God's got a reason for it.
Amen.
He's got a reason that he could still use you. And I thank the Lord, I give him all the credit. Not me, I'm not worthy, but he's worthy.
Amen, 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 amen. Let's all bow our heads, please, close our eyes. The Lord has been good tonight. We give him praise. I'm going to begin to sing this song for you. The altar is open. It just seems like the Lord has spoken to my heart and says, open the altar again, Jody. And maybe you just want to come tonight just to get on your knees just to say thank you. Or maybe you want to come tonight because there's a great need in your heart and you know it, that you know only God can help you with. Maybe there's one that's lost that needs to be saved. In other words, the altar's open for anything tonight. And you mind the Lord. Would you do that? Just obey the Lord. And as I sing this, if God wants you to come to the altar, you come. It's been a precious night. It's been a precious service. Good testimonies. All of this. Let's let the Lord have his way. As she begins to play this, I'm going to sing it. And if God is on your heart to come, you come on. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise him, I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. Altar's open, come on. Though the way seems straight and narrow, all I claimed was swept away. My ambitions, plans, and wishes at my feet in ashes lay. I will praise him, I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise him, I will praise him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. We're getting ready to sing the last verse. Who among us senses the Lord's to say, get out of your seat and just come and praise me. Get out of your seat and just come and pray. Talking to me, thanking me for my goodness to you. You don't have to come to the altar to do that. But if you feel the Lord is wanting you to do it, I want you to get out of your seat now and come. Would you do that? You just sense the Lord just saying, just go give me praise. I just want you to thank me for what I've done for you. As we sing this last verse, may the Lord be glorified. May He be praised. May He be uplifted. May He receive the glory that's due His name. As we sing this, if you know it, you sing it. Unless you're praying right there, you can sing. Let's sing it together. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Sing it one more time. Nobody else comes will be gone. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. Let's all stand together, please. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people. For His blood can wash away each day. Father, we thank You for this service tonight. Thank You for being in Your presence. Thank You for visiting with us this evening. And we thank You for what we've partaken of. Thank You for the bread that pictures the broken body of Jesus Christ. Thank You for the juice that pictures the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank You tonight that You're the answer to all of our needs. We give You honor. We give You praise. We give You glory. We want to thank You for what You've done for us. Thank You for dying for us. Thank You for saving our souls. Thank You for giving us peace. And if there's one here tonight that has come to church but has never come to Christ, may they not leave without making sure of their soul salvation. Bless this church now as we go our separate ways. May we be a gospel witness this week, inviting people to Jesus. And may You be pleased with us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, precious people. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming.